Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I am your host, Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Jay Skills and Big Jerv. No Juju Gotti, no Trey Edwards today. They are out on assignment. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you sign up for all the extra content. Get this whole podcast out on the same day. Get the Cinephobe special edition episodes. Get the Rewatchingtons that we do on Cinephobe. Get the OG podcast in its full version. Get the ad-free version of podcasts. Get the Discord. And I'm really excited about this. The live shows are back. That's right. April 6th in Toronto at the Soho House. We've got a live show. We're going to be out there. Jerv will be out there. Jason will be out there. Trey, Zach Harper. You don't want to miss this. It's the triumphant return after 5 years off. We're coming back with live shows. In order to attend, you have to be a Soho House member, and obviously you have to be in Toronto. But if you are not a Soho House member, don't worry, because for our Patreons, we are getting a select number of passes. So another reason to join the Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings, sign up, and maybe you get selected to come and watch our first live show in 5 years, and hopefully the beginning of many more. All right, let's start the show.
I'll raise you that to about those days where you might just your internet search might just be a little risque.
Yeah, pornography. How does that play in the
I'm just telling you right now, fam. It's not looking good for a lot of cats.
I had this conversation. First of all, I don't think pornography existed. Like when they were making all these rules, like porn was gonna be out here.
I mean, niggas had paintings. Was niggas, you know what I'm saying?
To the paintings
back in, because it had to start somewhere. What was the first? Yeah. What was the first actual pornography
where niggas to a painting is sick.
They do have cave paintings, but like I don't know if that's it. See, I don't know. Like when the ancient Greeks have like a woman with her titties out, right? Is that like this is art, or is it like, oh man, did you see Michelangelo's latest porn? Oh my god.
As I'm saying, it had to start somewhere.
He gave Venus a huge ass rack.
There was something before Playboy. Like, what was the first moment where, you know what I'm saying, Cal was like, oh man, this is it. I'm going to be in the room over here by myself.
Then they had peak booths.
No, yeah.
Booths back in the day. Like,
Yeah, hey. Like, where, like the doing it video, or like the
you think none of these pervs been around forever. Somebody was going in there with their big ass camera and snapping pics until they got thrown out.
I'm saying pre-camera. You know what I'm saying?
How about like
the block and all?
Yeah, like in like the year 500 BC.
Right.
Did they have porn? Did the ancient Romans have porn?
The drawings on rocks.
They chiseled. Yeah. Make her ass bigger. Oh, damn.
Yeah. For sure. Well,
this is a great segue, by the way. We talk about porn and the origins of porn because Pornhub has been going through some drama, legal dramas in the state of Texas. As a result, they have shut down. This isn't the state of Texas shutting it down. Texas is trying to pass this law that's going to make it harder for the porn companies to exist. So Pornhub just like kind of preemptively, before this vote even happens, said, you know what? We're pulling off the server, shutting down the servers in Texas. Basically trying to get all the pervs in Texas to be like, no, you can't pass this law. But as a complete coincidence, at the same time, both the Houston Rockets and the Dallas Mavericks, who will be playing on Sunday to later on in the day, they both haven't lost a game since this ban has taken place. And the Spurs, who are the third Texas team, have their longest win streak of the season. So the Rockets have won 11 in a row. The Mavericks have run 6 in a row. And the Spurs have won 3 games in a row, which is their longest win streak of the season.
It's like boxers. You know how boxers say they can't have sex before a fight?
Yep.
It's the same thing. Once you're not distracted, you're going to be locked in.
Like, should this be a PSA to niggas, though? Like, honest to God, right? Like if let's just say this is all in coincidence. It's all makes sense, right? It all evens out. This is why all those teams are playing better. Should niggas just like relax and allow themselves to just be great and not suffer to Pornhub? Like, is that what we're learning from this?
I don't know. I mean,
I I'm gonna say this. As I explained to you guys at the beginning of Ramadan, I don't do anything. I don't even do anything to myself. I'm holding it for 30 days. It's all part of the experience for me. And I can say unequivocally that not jerking off absolutely messes my mind up. Like, I need to clear my mind. I'm a lesser version of myself brain-wise because I'm holding this all in. I'm not like Costanza where it's like, now I'm gonna learn another language. No, quite the opposite. I was gonna say
how's the Pelicans doing? They seem to be high up in the rankings. So as a counter argument,
is it banned in Louisiana too?
No, I'm just saying somebody who's consuming copious amounts. Yeah.
He's having the best year of his career.
Yeah. So
the best year of his career, man.
There's all, you know.
He's healthy. He hasn't gotten hurt that much, you know.
There's always a counter argument. Ignorance is bliss, but knowledge is power. There's always two sides to the story.
Just because you brought him up real quick, I feel like I was 1 year early on saying him for MVP, just to let you know. He did the one thing.
Brother, you're still 1 year early.
You're early.
I was 1 year early.
Now you're 2 years early. It's what it is.
No, he'll do it next year.
So, who's the MVP you said it right now?
It's
no, I said it. That was this. Oh, that was Jokic.
Is Jokic again? So you think Jokic is going to win?
I think he's going to narrowly edge out Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Damn. So why can't Shai win? He took a team that was never thought to be a one or top three seed in the West to be that.
But there's two reasons. I think number one, everyone realizes, oh shit, this guy's the best player in the league. Even last year, it was like, is he? When you say he's the best player in the league, now it's like unequivocally, this guy's the best player in the league. And so with that has to come the apology. Which is like, my bad. Like
we thought
maybe you weren't that good last year. It had been proven. And it's like, no, you are the best player in the league. So I think the apology plus, like, it's clear. Everyone loves Shai. Shai's great, but it's like, he's not Jokic. And especially if, like, they don't end up better than Denver in the standings, I think that's going to play into.
Okay, but then the other, like, glaring question is, how many first place votes does Jason Tatum get? Like, did
I think he's coming? He's, I think he's coming in third.
But I mean, don't they have the best record in the league? He's the best player on the team.
Yep.
Shouldn't he have more consideration than he's getting?
I think he's not as dominant as these other players on these great teams, and I think that's the biggest knock. Now, people in Boston are going to argue that this is on purpose. This is by design that he's taking a step back so that the team can be better. Which I kind of agree. He has kind of been more of a facilitator. Having said that, do I think he's better than Jokic? No.
Right.
Do I think he's better than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? No. That's why for me he would rank no higher than third.
Jared, what are you doing? Tyrese Maxey is not going to be the MVP, bro.
Nah, bro. We missed out on what was shaping out to be one of the most legendary seasons we would have ever seen in basketball history, bro.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
That's all you have to say? He's coming back, Jeremy. How do you feel about that?
Oh, let's go.
Let me tell you what Keith Pompey told me. I interviewed Keith Pompey on NBA Radio, and he said he thinks Joel is actually trying to come back for the Olympics, but he's worried that if he plays in the Olympics but doesn't play in the playoffs, everyone in Philly is gonna be like, "Oh, so you healthy enough for the Olympics? You're not healthy enough for the playoffs." So he is accelerating his comeback just to mark attendance. Like, I was here, I tried. Just to appease you people, basically. Mm. How do you feel about that? He also, Keith Pompey also told me that. He's talking about Sixers fans.
And yeah, like, you just love fucking with me. I don't know. Like, did I talk to you that much about it when we were there? Because you'll just never just let me be a happy Sixers fan.
I know. I don't know any Sixer fan bigger fan than you, man. So you're my touch point on this shit. He said that he thinks Embiid got hurt.
That's smart.
He got hurt because he was trying to prove to everyone that he wasn't afraid of Jokic or whatever.
Dog, I was watched at the 71, watched the next game against Washington. I saw him bang knees. I texted my friend and said, uh-oh, definitely going to need to probably take a couple days off. He just banged knees. He misses the Denver game. Everyone just has to just be a fucking asshole and says, oh, he's afraid. They bring up all these stats. They don't bring up that the COVID year would even fucking go to Denver or whatever year that was. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, bring up all this shit. The man comes back. He gets hurt. Listen, if he's not healthy, that's ass. He probably should chill. But yes, he's absolutely right, dog. If he goes plays the motherfucking Olympics, my nigga,
crazy.
You'll suit up. Yeah. Niggas gonna cry. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, it's not a Philly thing. I think it's an any fan base thing.
That's a Philly thing. This is why y'all can't have nice things.
Nah, don't do that. Exactly. Don't do that. Every fan base would do. You think, come on, bro. If AD sat out, if AD got hurt and missed the whole entire fucking shit and then came back and played in Olympus, you're trying to tell me Lakers fans, national media, all that shit wouldn't be grinding him up, calling him all kinds of names?
Pause. Pause. Yeah. grinding him up is crazy.
Oh, God. Love is lying on me.
I think it's wild.
Oh, man.
You got AD out here talking about step back, you're dancing kind of close.
But you don't think anyone would care?
Oh, no, of course, man. People would go crazy. Yeah. But
it's not just a us thing.
Right.
We're just the scapegoat. Everybody likes fucking with us. They like bringing up the fact that drunk motherfuckers threw snowballs at Santa like in fucking like 71. I'm born in fucking 80, my G.
Like, don't talk about 71 like Philly fans having notorious
leads. Like they
changed. Yeah, like come on, bro.
My guy. I'm being respectful because niggas be getting stabbed and shit respectfully to those people all at Niners and Raiders games and shit, bro. So like, niggas don't be getting stabbed at the games, bro.
But every sport for y'all have the same MO. What are you talking about? The Eagles fans, Sixers fans.
So hold up. This goes back to the sin thing, right? So you're telling me, hold up. This goes back to the sin thing. You're telling me throwing snowballs at Santa is a equal sin to motherfuckers getting stabbed at games?
Yo,
no, bro. But I'm saying like,
You guys cheered Michael Irvin when people thought he might be paralyzed.
I mean, yo, we fucked up that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, we on that. That's on us right there, yo. We did too much. No excuse.
You think Philly has changed? You're saying like these shits are from decades ago. Now the modern Philly fan is sensitive
I think the Philly fans are literally similar to a lot of East Coast fandom. Cities, right? Big cities. I think that we are just the black man walking in fucking the convenience store, and the second we walk in, everybody's looking at us, but they're not watching the white man is just walking in there that literally just put three things in their pocket.
So why do they why they always gotta grease the poles even when y'all don't win?
Because at any city when they win, motherfuckers climb up the motherfucking poles. Like I've seen it at every fucking place. However, at Philly, we decided we didn't want that to happen. So then they greased the poles. But hey, drunk kids, you know what a drunk high school kid is going to do? They're going to fucking figure it out. They're going to find a way. Like, what?
How'd you turn that into a positive?
Right. I'm just saying. Like, let parades be great again. Right. Let's make parades great again.
I mean, he sounds like Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park. Like, life finds a way.
It finds a way.
We're just gonna find a way.
All right, let's wrap this thing up real quick. I want to talk about this real quick as the last topic of the show. We've got a live show coming up. We haven't had a live show in over what is that? 4 years? Five? It's been 5 years. 5 years since we had a live show. We're supposed to have a live show March of 2020, and something happened. I can't remember. Oh, that's right. The fucking world shut down. So this is our first live show in a long time. It's in Toronto, April 6th. That's next Saturday. It is at the Soho House. If you are a Soho House member, you can register and show up to that. If you are not a Soho House member, we are giving a few passes away to our Patreons. If you're not patreon.com/countthings, make sure you're tapped in so you're eligible to get access to our first live show in a long time. We're hoping this is going to kickstart our live shows again. But you guys are getting into Toronto later this week. How excited are you for this opportunity to bring it back?
It's going to be cold.
Is it? What's the weather supposed to be like? Is it chick cold or cold cold?
Yeah, I need to check
cold,
the weather.
Like 40, 46, you know, chick cold.
That's cold.
Okay, to me that's chick cold.
Anything under the 50 is getting cold.
Yeah, so pack a motherfucking coat.
Yeah, I guess I should get a real jacket, but I'm excited. I've never been to Canada. Yeah, I've never been to Canada.
Oh, you're gonna love Toronto, bro. Toronto's a there. Fun town, man. It's a fun
I love
town.
It there.
I hear. Yeah, I know some people out there, so I'm trying to get some recommendations. We only gonna be out there
for a minute.
What?
Oh, we're gonna get the smoke. Oh, this is epic. Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Oh, this is awesome, man. I just made my motherfucking.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to meeting Jerv. I've never met Jerv.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, we've never met in person.
Yeah. Wow. So I was thinking about that. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get to meet Jerv. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Y'all two have met?
Yeah, we met a couple times. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, Jerv, you got to get on a plane more often, man.
For real.
I'm looking forward to going to Toronto. It's been a while since I've been on a plane, brother. I love Toronto. Toronto's a dope town.
I got the preliminary guest list. It's pretty tight. We're not going to give away names. I'm just telling you right now, we got some names on the list. So again, if you're in Toronto and you're a Soho House member, check us out. If you're not in Toronto and you're a Soho House member, it's not too late to maybe catch a flight or if you're close enough, drive. And if you're not in Toronto or you're in Toronto and you're not a Soho House member, again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're tapped in. All right.
I just wanted to make one last comment on the graphic that got made.
Oh my God.
Because I was like, is that me? And then I was like, no, that must be Jerv. And then I sent it to the chat like, why y'all do Jerv like that? And Mean goes, that's Zach Harper.
That's what they told me. They told me that's Zach Harper. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. In the words of my boy, Nate Jones, shout out Jones on the NBA. Nate said, hold on, let me pull up the exact tweet because this one's a pretty good one.
But that graphic was hilarious with everybody on the horseback.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, this is what Nate said. Only question is, why do they have Zach looking like the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude? They made Zach black.
Yeah, Black Harper.
Black Harper, exactly. So that but it should be fun. Everyone definitely come check us out. And like I said, if you are in Toronto or can get to Toronto, but you're not a Soho House member, patreon.com/countthedings. Hit us up, and we are going to be giving away a couple of exclusive passes. And by the way, there's exclusive merch that's going to be available only at that show. So I know you've seen the drop we had for our new merch store for a couple of the limited run stuff. There's a limited run something that's about to drop only at that show. So be on the lookout for all of that. For Jason Madison, for John Gervais, I'm Amin Alhassan, reminded you all to stay black, motherfuckers.